Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I think Landon Jackson could be a better player in the NFL than he was in college. They didn't necessarily play to his strength as well as they could at Arkansas. They almost kind of looked at his size and went, well, you're more of a power rusher. You're going to play inside. But actually, if you watch a lot of his wins, his best work came threatening the edge. And he showed with the pre-combine process, the athleticism is there as well. Like, he's not just a big, slow, lumbering type of power player. He's a guy that has got the speed and dynamism and explosiveness to threaten the edge.
Sam Monson, longtime PFF analyst. Now he and Steve Palazzolo, their podcast, Check the Mic. Really good. Monson talking about Landon Jackson, the Bills' third-round pick. I did not spend my week banging on the Bills trading up in round two like they did so much because I did think a week ago, right now, as we were approaching day two, that they would want to get into round three. And I don't have the data for that. It just feels like that third round, as you know, you're closing out the second night of the draft, and then Saturday maybe is more like a free-for-all. I mean, it's not that they don't take it seriously, but I feel like the third round is a really strategic. I wouldn't want to be out of it, and the Bills were, until they made that trade. I mean, they didn't get crushed on the value charts at all by that trade. They gave up a fourth, I think, and got a seventh to move up and then get that third. They traded both of their second-round picks, moving up in round two and out of round two with the other one. And I think Jackson a little bit probably helped me because a lot of people really like him. And it read like he was good value at pick, what was it, 72 maybe? I was sitting with a friend watching the draft last Friday night, and he called it. He said, this is the guy, Landon Jackson, and it was. In the second round, I called somebody else, and it did not prove correct. Donovan Ezeraku, an edge rusher from Boston College who would eventually get drafted by Dallas. But I didn't know a lot about Sanders, the guy that Bills picked after moving up in the second round. So, you know me, like when I need it, I've got it. When I need a point, next year's draft or at some point sooner about trading up in the second round for, you know, interior defensive line doesn't seem optimal. But I do like that they got into the third round and people like the player. 803-0550 to join me. Bulldog is off this week, talking about the week that it's been with post draft and the firestorm that Brandon Bean created here on Monday last year. So this is a wide receiver point, just to, you know, brace yourselves. Last year, what did we have throughout the offseason? Diggs was gone. Right now, like beginning of May last year, the draft is over. Diggs has been traded. Davis has left in free agency. Shakir, we liked. Samuel was signed. We'll see what that is. Mac Hollins was signed. I don't know. What's that? Special teams? And then Coleman was drafted. Plus you had Knox and Kincaid, of course. Then the Bills start. So, you know, you sit there like, what do you think they have? right? We've got a couple guys from the practice squad, KJ Hamler, you know, sort of bit parts, if you will. What did it look like? And I don't think I loved it. One thing that Bean has said this week about the wide receiver stuff is, like, last year he thought it was totally fair to question it. They didn't know how it would work, and it ended up working very well. So what happened? MVS, who got a little bit of money, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he made it to the roster, played a little bit, didn't last. You had Chase Claypool. I got excited about him. I thought, you know, and I think that people would say the same, tons of talent, but is it in there? Does he have the dog in him, right? Is it in there for Claypool? He gets hurt right away in camp and just goes away. And there might have been one or two other guys, I think there were, that just sort of seemed like long shot candidates, but reflected the Bills having an effort, making an effort to just hoping to find gold at the position. And ultimately, none of those guys were gold. Elijah Moore, I think this maybe even could be unanimous. Like, he comes in above those names from a year ago, which makes the week we've just had a little bit more interesting still. Like, he is not a long shot to make it, probably. Maybe he's even a favorite.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
$5 million or up to $5 million. Maybe he's even a favorite to make the roster, but he's not so clear cut. I mean, he lasted through free agency all the way past the draft. They didn't draft one. They signed Elijah Moore, maybe because of that. They had more of a need for one at that point. He is going to be a challenge for me to try to slot because of all the things put together, how adamant the GM has been about the receiver position. Like, it's not the need. I don't think it's the need you do, to put it nicely. But he signs more, and he's got a pretty good. It's better than last year, and like you sort of know what you have. You've lost Hollins, and you know Cooper came and went in between there, but you have a better idea of what Khalil Shakir means to your team. More yards after the catch. Still has not been a red zone factor really at all, but a good player. You know not only what you got from Coleman, but what you think you need to work on with him. And there's Kincaid is a little bit of a part of that too, the same way. You have more of a base of knowledge on the unit than you did last year. When last year you're sort of at this point, early May, trying to figure out how it fits together. And I think this year, You better know that. You know that better than you did a year ago. What will Elijah Moore be? I mean, is this a player where you need to look at him in camp and see what the chemistry looks like, where he's at physically? It's his fifth year in the league now, although he's still very young. And you know, roles and other things. I think he's got to play outside to matter. Samuel, who I left out again, which I just always seem to forget about him, but I said to Bulldog the other day before Elijah Moore happened that Samuel feels a little bit too important for my comfort level right now for what they have or what they don't have anymore. And maybe Moore is kind of like, it's Moore or Samuel, perhaps. And both, you know, are getting decent money. And Palmer, of course, is in this mix too at even more money. And I don't think I mentioned him this time. So there still is some uncertainty, I guess I'd have to say. But last year, going out and just sort of hoping for a hit in the players they brought in, that seemed a little bit more, you know, hopeful, like fingers are crossed, maybe there's somebody here, than this. Now, you've got a financial commitment to Samuel, you know, somewhat of a commitment, not huge, to Moore, and yes, to Palmer. And then it's about how to juggle these guys, because you're not going to want to freeze Coleman out. You do that, then, you know, we're talking about that draft pick all the time. And of course, Kincaid and Shakir will almost, you know, he'll definitely be on the field a lot. So different, but not all the way different from last year. One thing I've been talking about this week and today a little bit too is the NFL schedule, which comes out on May 14th, so a week from Wednesday. I wonder what kind of year it will be when we talk in terms of the stadium closing and just kind of what people are feeling, how people are feeling about that. You have in these kind of things always both. You have the nostalgia about the stadium that's closing and then also the excitement about the new place. Next year will be crazy fun for that. But if you ever have an idea about like how the schedule should look with the stadium in mind, I'm thinking about that a lot. And I don't feel like I really know anything about how that will turn out. You could have week one here as a final opening day. You could have the finale here as the final regular season home game. You could have both. You have the teams where the Bills have played Jets, Dolphins, Patriots twice a year since forever. Dolphins technically a little later because they came in the league later, but still. Then you've got the Giants, not the New York Giants, but the big shots. What a year to close it out. Kansas City here, Baltimore here, Cincinnati here, Philadelphia here, Super Bowl champs. That's great. Then the other two games are the Saints and the Bucks, and, you know, I guess do what you want. But I think about the schedule a lot always because it's just fun for me. And then also with this being that year for the Bills, the little bit extra that comes with it. Take a break here. We'll talk to Tyler Dunn at 5. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today and Monday. This is WGR.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.